Hi, and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of EWeb Results.
And my name is Aaron Weathers, your data dude.
The data dude. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
He's been in another podcast before with us, also sponsored by EWeb Results.
Definitely.
And you might notice that he's not Matt.
I'm not Matt.
You're not Matt.
No,
even if you hold the bobblehead right there, punch in the face to all our YouTube followers. If you hold the bobblehead, you're still not Matt.
No, I'm not Matt.
You're not Matt.
But Matt's super, though.
Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of the podcast. This is podcast number 429. We've got some amazing stuff. We usually do a teaser, so we'll skip into that. As always, we have a tip from our previous podcast. And the tip for today is,
work with a company that has a long history of marketing success.
So the last podcast we did was about the history of EWeb Results since 1999. And it's important. If you're going to work with an internet marketing agency, make sure that you're working with one that has a long track record of marketing success.
Yes, it's results. And we have results.
Subscribe.
In our name.
Follow.
Boom! Good. I've been waiting to do that.
Boom! That was awesome. Please remember that Aaron and I, we are your results rebels! Yeah. I had a review. I did have a review. It has disappeared. And so I'm not going to read a review today. I don't have a tear tattoo. I don't know why that one didn't show up. I don't have a tear tattoo because we did actually get a review, but we'll have to reread that review next time.
It was awesome, though. It was, of course,
Five stars. You've been waiting to do that.
Yes.
That was awesome. All right. So if you're checking into our podcast again, it's probably because you like the information you get from our podcast. And you'll probably be interested in 5 online marketing mistakes that can tank your business and how to avoid them.
Yeah, don't do those.
If you want those, you can go to our website, ewebresults.com. And then I think the place is different, but I think you can actually go to ewebresults.com/SEO tip. And that will actually take you to that podcast. We were getting a little feedback there. Had to fix that. If this is the first time that you're listening to the podcast, howdy. Welcome to the podcast. This is called The Potatoes. We'll get into the meat in a little bit. In fact, I got a little teaser. The article that we're covering. Oh, wait. There's no article.
No article.
We're not covering an article today.
I changed it up.
He switched it up. He steps in. He's like, oh, Matt's not here?
I'll make up my own rules.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about an article we're going to write.
And yes.
It's 5 steps to a successful persona-driven, cross-platform, multi-channel marketing drip campaign that works in 2018.
In 2018.
That was easy.
And 2019.
That was and beyond.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we've been in business since 99, so...
Yeah, we know it's going to continue.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so if you're in a position to, please tweet now. You can tweet hashtag SEO podcast. This is podcast number 429, at Best SEO Podcast, at EWeb Results, at Matt Bertram Live, at Chris Burris EWeb, and tag all of us and say that you are enjoying the podcast. We will really appreciate that. Each week we have a contest. And the way the contest works is if we get 10 Shikos. Do you know what a Shiko is?
It's a share, a like, and a follow.
So if we get 10 Shikos and we get a review, then we move the section where we tell you how to leave us a review to the bottom of the podcast. It's at the bottom of the podcast. We've been killing it on all our social media, so
yeah,
and reviews. So punch in the face to you guys for getting those reviews to us. Let's see, anything else? If you would like a free website analysis, you can get that by going to our website, eatwebresults.com. There is a slider. It's got 3 slides, the main one and the first one, and it comes back. That's how sliders work.
We make sure.
The website analysis. Go ahead and click that button, fill that out, and we'll be in contact with you to get that website analysis. All right, so I don't have any news today. Because we were prepping for this podcast, going over this kind of exciting article, this exciting process that we're going to talk about. It's a complex process. We've decided we're going to break it up into 2 podcasts. One podcast, there's no way one podcast would be enough.
No.
And I'm excited about this. I know Aaron has been working on a number of campaigns that are along this lines. Yeah, he's mentally exhausted, fired up for the podcast, but mentally exhausted from this process. So we really kind of, I opened up his brain and I dug in. I'm like, let's pull out all of this good stuff and throw it into a podcast. And so we're about, this also means you're in the next podcast. So,
booking myself. You know what? We're going 5 parts.
We're gonna have a 5-part podcast. That's good. We gotta run that by Matt.
Yeah, right? We're ready by.
But of course, we could just say, "Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt. What do you think? Can I be do 5 podcasts?
Nod, yes. It's right there for everyone to see. All right, so let's get into this. The title is, and we're just gonna go over like even the meaning of the title because it's such a powerful concept. 5 steps to a successful persona-driven, cross-platform, multi-channel marketing drip campaign that works in 2018. The first piece of it is persona-driven, right? So you want to talk a little bit about what do we mean when we say persona-driven?
So persona-driven, what you typically want to do, and this is for everybody, no matter what niche you're in, you want to kind of build a persona or build an avatar of your target person. So right. You have a male and you have a female. And so you know what they like to watch on TV, maybe books they read that nobody else has read, what they typically do, if they have hobbies, soccer moms, whatever, where they hang out on a daily basis, kind of their habits.
Right. Okay. So that's great. That's persona driven. So we're thinking about that persona and we're going to drive the campaign based off of that.
Yes.
Next is the cross-platform. So we really wanted to break up cross-platform because it could mean a bunch of different things. For the purposes of this article or this conversation, cross-platform, we're just going to say traditional marketing and kind of all the things that can happen there. That could be billboards, radio, TV, mail outs. We're going to focus specifically on mail outs for that. And then the other platform is digital, right? Which can be everything. That can be, you know, just the website or landing page. We could lump those together. It could be the PPC campaign. It could be an email campaign.
Yes.
If you're talking digital, we almost could cross-platform call this text messaging, right? Could almost be like direct mail, but digitally, right? But we'll keep it on the digital.
And if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, I don't have time for all of these different things, let me warn you, don't pick out just one. If you want to build a multi-platform funnel that works
in 2018
and it'll work in 2019 and it'll work in 2020, you'll be able to build this out and you'll always have it. So you're building up assets, and that's what we tell our clients all the time, to build up these assets, and you can deploy them whenever. So when you, like, I need new clients or whatever, you just push that button,
turn the lever
and cash just comes.
I love how that sounds.
Ching ching.
No wonder we're growing ching, so ching. Fast.
Right.
But really, when you put together the campaign and it's successful, then that is how it works. You pour more people into the funnel, and then more customers come out of it. Right. All right, so that's cross-platform, really traditional versus digital marketing. And then we talk about multi-channel. So even traditional can have the multi-channel, right? One channel would be TV or radio or billboards, and billboards could be all sorts. You know, there's billboards all over the place.
Yeah, signs and stuff.
And mail-outs, and we will focus on mail-outs. And then if you think about the channel on the digital side, there's a Facebook channel, there's a Twitter channel, there's a AdWords channel, even within the AdWords ecosystem, right?
You got display ads, you got search ads, you got remarketing ads. You have YouTube, of course, which is in AdWords, but it's video. So there's a lot of different options in there to, take advantage of.
And so that's a channel within a channel, if you will. So,
right.
So we've kind of defined cross-platform, we've defined multi-channel. Marketing drip, I guess the best analogy is, I think most people are aware of like an email drip campaign.
Yeah. Right?
So somebody gets into it somehow. Maybe you meet them at a net. By the way, I recommend this wholeheartedly. We actually have like a flat rate price for putting this together for you. Is you go to a networking event.
Yes.
You get a business card. So sometimes that business card, I call it a 30-second card flip. Like maybe even you're out the door, like, oh, here's cards, and you're collecting them as you go.
He gets a card. Yeah, she gets a card. Everybody gets a card.
So you're going through this process, right? And you've got all these cards, and you got a choice. Like the choice is you should either throw them away or do something with them.
Yes.
What usually happens with them, right? If before you were an expert salesperson, right?
Right.
What'd you do with them?
They go into oblivion.
Desk, right?
Nowhere. You never do anything with them. Right? Like I think about like 90% of people who meet people at networking events never follow up.
In any way.
At all. Don't even send an email, a phone call, a text, anything. Yep. And so you ultimately, when you have your networking event, you want to have canned responses or a campaign just set up that you can deploy every time.
Yep.
You don't even have to think about it. You just click a couple buttons and it automatically goes out.
Yeah, you go back, you put in the name and the email address, and boom, it's like, hey, it was great to meet you at XYZ event last night. we do such and such, or we think we're talented because of this, or hopefully you can take advantage of this, or let me know how I can help you, like mm-hmm. those, and then drip that out for five. We recommend our campaign, the kind of flat fee is five, which is, it gets you into the next month, right?
Yeah.
The first one is within 24 hours, and then the second one is within 24 hours of the first one that you sent out, right? And then it's once a week you're getting another one. So you turn a 30-second card flip into a full month of contact with the person.
Or even, like, we have a couple months and, you know.
And an infinity campaign.
Yeah. If you're not getting the emails, get on the email list. We give away tips there, too.
They're great tips. They're great stories that teach you about internet marketing. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's entertaining. We're not just going to say, buy our stuff.
Yeah, buy our stuff, buy our stuff. No, that doesn't, it turns out, that doesn't work.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you were on a date, if you were looking for, you know, kind of courting or looking for someone, you say, hey, marry me.
Yeah.
Marry me.
How's that go? First off, I'd love to hear if anybody's tried it. And how that worked out for them, right? I think there's a TV show where they get married within
like a week or something.
Something like that. So yeah, what do you do? You do things, and actually, we'll draw some parallels to that dating as we talk about this kind of marketing drip. So you got that email that drips out to them. It's kind of a no-brainer. You don't necessarily have to think about it. And that's probably where there's a distinction that we're going to make, is because we believe in measuring everything and improving everything on an ongoing basis.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just talking about something that, yes, it's an asset and you could set it and forget it. But you if you want to maximize it, you should be tweaking it and adjusting it.
Yeah, regularly. Tweaking it all the time.
Right. Definitely. So that's the marketing campaign that works in 2018. Who is this for? Who is the type of person that really should take advantage of this? You're the persona-driven cross-platform multi-channel marketing drip campaign that works expert in 2018, 19, and 20. Who's this for?
When you're talking about all these different platforms, all these different campaigns, this is for B2B. It can be for B2C as well, but typically what you want is a high-ticket item. And right. So what we teach, what we have our clients do is we have what you call an ascension period, or like a kind of stair-step ladder, on what products are there. You know, they have their irresistible offer, then they have their easy bump, then they have their high ticket item, and they have something that's recurring. And so if you're a B2C or B2B business and you only have one product, you want to kind of extend that and ultimately get to recurring revenue, which is what you want.
Just as an example, that's one of the things we did, right? When we started eWeb Results, it's actually started as e-web style. Our focus was, you know, programming and websites.
Right.
And it became pretty clear pretty quickly that we needed, one, a better business model, and two, a way to deliver more value to our customers. And it turned out they're the same, deliver internet marketing leads. Right.
Right.
So, change your business, adjust your business model so that you've got that ongoing revenue. So really, if you've got an ongoing revenue model, then this is the right thing for you.
Oh, this is definitely for you. If yours is ongoing, monthly, recurring, you want to do something like this, because ultimately, and we'll talk about the math probably next week, it's a math problem, right? So if you typically have a customer that stays with you for 5 years, you want to add up that whole lifetime value and then take about 10-15%, and that's what you can use to get that customer. And so, you know, if you get a customer, they're going to stay with you for 10 years, like a dentist, gynecologist.
Average value for a dentist, new customer, is $10,000.
Right, gynecologist is up there too. And so if it's that much, you have the ability to run campaigns like this. So that's what we always want. If you don't have, if you're like a remodeler or something like that, maybe you have a warranty that they pay yearly for, or something like that. But those are kind of little things you can add to recurring, but you really want to know your lifetime value. Okay. And that's how you determine if this campaign's for you.
If it's the right thing. And once you have it up and running, is it really working, right? Because it may not be cash flow working, but it may be building your business, which is the largest asset that you'll ever build.
Typically. And ultimately, you know, this is a kind of tip. Typically, when you're running a campaign to like cold traffic or something like that, you typically kind of, you're good if you're breaking even on that campaign. If it's, you know, you're spending $10 to get $10. Cash flow even.
Yeah.
And because on the back end, you know, you have that recurring income and you can upsell and you can cross sell and do all those different things. You have your partnerships and everything like that. So you really want to think of that. Partnerships and upselling is definitely something we recommend. And you do that in your email. So if you're not following up, get that as soon as you can. But yeah, that's all about the
recurring. I got to throw this out there. Yes, we do have campaigns that are cash flow positive. That's our focus. That's always our focus. It's how do you reduce the expense for each new lead.
Right.
And when you start looking at their competitive industries out there, especially it really matures quickly in the pay-per-click environment where if you're not taking lifetime value into consideration, you shouldn't be playing that game.
At all.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, the person who can spend the most will be on top. And the people that spend the most have a back end that's working for them and bringing in that cash flow.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So what we thought it would be, so we know who it's for. What we thought it would be best to do before kind of dig into these six steps, right? We haven't changed the title there.
Yes.
The six steps is to really kind of lay out an example of a marketing drip that we're talking about, mm-hmm. right? And give you a couple examples, and then we'll kind of hit pause. We'll come back in the next podcast. We'll probably go over the example one more time and then jump into, okay, great. Now you conceptually have it. How do you make it work? How do you mm-hmm. make it work for you and your business? So we're going to go over six steps, and then they actually repeat.
Yes.
It's not a bad idea to have these types of campaigns as infinity campaigns, mm-hmm. where each week or each month you're coming, at least each month you're coming in and you're adding one new piece to the campaign. So it just keeps growing and growing and growing. All right, so kind of first step, let's say you end up with a list, right? So you figure out who you're the business for whom this campaign is the type of thing that will work. And then you end up, we're just going to assume for now that you have a list of the right people.
Right. We'll talk about that next week on how to get the right list.
Next time, like what that list looks like and how you iron it out.
Leaving them on the edge. That's what they do on the TV shows.
Well, yeah, we're leaving it on the edge. And this is the persona. So you got a list of persona people.
Right.
A couple things about that list. It does need their name. Title is probably helps you to figure out the list. It's got to have email.
Right.
Right. And it's got to have mailing address for what we're talking about.
So and phone number.
And phone
possibly.
Number. Yeah. So you end up kind of, each of those components sometimes can make the list a little more expensive, but it's worth it. And hopefully you'll kind of understand that. We're going to go through this kind of six drip campaign. Number one, right, is an email or text. So the first thing that you want to do with it is send, well, maybe there's something you should do before that. Maybe you should do a little brand mania marketing.
Sounds like a book.
There's a book called Brand Builder
Brand Mania. .com.
So Matt wrote a book called Build Your Brand Mania. Not .com. You can find the book there.
Yeah.
And what this is there's another title for that type of marketing. We also call it pre-marketing.
Right.
So you can do really cool things on lots of different platforms when you take a list of email addresses.
Yes.
So before your campaign officially starts, you can actually have your ads, banner ads, inexpensive, showing up in front of your target audience before they even get their first email. So that's really kind of brand mania marketing, building the brand so that when they get that first email, they're like, oh wait, that
I saw that guy.
That looks familiar. And they may not even know where, right?
Yeah, and one thing, just this is like legitimately secret sauce stuff.
Pro tip. Yeah.
On YouTube, this is right now we're actually running a campaign. I said this in the other podcast, but you probably haven't seen it.
Yeah.
We're getting views on YouTube for about 2 cents.
2 cents for a view.
2 cents for a view. That's 30 seconds. They're like they're watching the whole commercial for two cents.
Wow.
Branding. So imagine, you know, seeing eWeb results, you know, bobblehead commercials on YouTube.
Bobblehead commercials.
Yes. For 2 cents, you're building your brand up with your targeted list, and they're seeing you on YouTube for 2 cents a pop. It was like we were spending like $100 for like 11,000 views. It was something crazy.
Yeah.
It was something crazy.
So we'll throw that into like brand mania marketing. Right. So you can get that started. By the way, when do you stop brand mania and marketing?
You never stop.
You never. If you
make sure you have the remarketing pixel on your website, if you're doing this campaign and in all your campaigns, you should be doing branding. $5 a day will get you more customers, more sales. Like it's a simple thing. So if you don't got that set up, you know, call me for your website announcement.
Yeah.
I'll do that for you. We'll get that set up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shameless plug.
All right. So email. So the first thing that is going after you've started your brand mania marketing is email or a text, right? And maybe mm-hmm. it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple examples. What might they email? What might that first email look like going out?
The email could be some educational information. So maybe it's not about your
By the way,
business.
What you're telling me is it's not buy now.
No. Do not send buy now. Yeah. That's how you get
especially blind.
Yes, that's how you get spam complaints and people complaining and all those different things. But so you want to make educational content, do something of value that helps your person. Kind of like we kind of do this podcast to help our listeners.
Yeah.
So that do something of value. If you have 5 tips or 6 secrets, or you have a blog on your website that's giving them some good content, what you want to do, just building up that trust with your people, you want to send them something of value, educational content. If you send them like a blog link, once they click on it, you'll be able to retarget them and drop them into another bucket. So typically that's what you want to do with your email or text.
All right. So email, text, step one. Step two, we actually think phone call, right? Mm-hmm. So this is kind of checks the validity of your list, right? Because you might have to do some research. Oh, that number, you know, not all lists are perfect. Mm-hmm. That shouldn't surprise you. But you get in there and you say, hey, did you get the email? So one, you're checking, does the phone number work?
Right.
And two, hey, did you get the email or the text? Did you find that information useful? You may get some unsubscribes in here. Don't be disheartened at this point.
No.
Just make that contact with them, because this is another touch point. It's also like, this is where you may not start the phone call with buy now, mm-hmm. but you get to take the temperature of your list.
Right.
And how ready are they to buy now? Some of them will actually buy right away. They'll be like, okay, I've been waiting for you to call.
Yeah. So they'll start asking questions that'll give you, you know, the opportunity to sell. And that's what you're looking for.
All right. So step one, email, text. Two, phone call. Next is a mail piece, right? So mail, there's all sorts of mail pieces. You were showing me a book the other day that had like fantastic mail piece ideas. And we're not talking, I mean, the most rudimentary would just be a postcard, right?
Yes.
Postcards worth doing.
That's okay.
Absolutely worth doing.
It's okay.
Especially if you're doing your brand mania marketing and you did your phone call and you did your email, right? So now mm-hmm. they're starting to get a sense of who you are. But if you wanted to do something special, there's some really cool, what might you recommend?
Well, first of all, I know this is for me.
Right.
When I get something in the mail that's personally written, that's handwritten, I kind of get excited.
Yeah.
Because
it's like Christmas.
Yeah, it is like Christmas. It is like Christmas.
What?
Right. Somebody sending me something. It's not a bill? Oh my gosh. Let me open. What is this? Let me open it as quick as possible. And I'm sure most people get that feeling. So you want to personalize it. If you could send a personalized letter, handwritten, whatever, there's, you know, software online that'll kind of
make it look personalized,
handwritten and stuff like that. Ultimately, depending on your ticket price and the lifetime value, you can send a 3D mail with like a Rubik's Cube or
a
message
right?
in a bottle, something like that.
So that sounds cool. So it's an actual message in the bottle.
How excited would you be to get that?
Like, yeah. So a bottle comes in your mail and inside it's a message. Like, yeah, you're going to open that.
Yeah. And ultimately with the 3D mail, the goal is to get it opened. You have to get it open. Just like email, you know, you have to have a good subject line.
Yep.
You have to draw that attention, get that mail piece open, because, you know, based on the experts and the gurus that are smarter than me, they say people sort their email over the trash. So you don't want to get put in the trash.
Oh, so yeah, sort their real mail.
Yeah, real mail.
I say email. Yeah, they're not throwing that bottle in there.
At all. They're not throwing the bottle up there. It's going to stay there. And another thing about 3D mail is you don't want to get stacked.
No, yeah.
So
into the stack of things.
Yeah, you don't. You can't. So you can't stack a bottle. You can't stack, you know, bulk email like a puzzle piece or something like that. And so ultimately, you'd be on the top. If you're on the top, you get seen. If you get seen, you get opened.
Yeah, very cool. All right. So email, text, phone call, mail piece. What would be next after a mail piece? That feels like a lot already.
Yeah. Do it again. Yes.
So phone call. Hey, did you get our message in the bottle?
Yes.
Oh, that was you guys? Like, they still may not have a clue who you are, right?
Right.
That was you guys? That's another follow-up, right? So, in fact, even in that first call, you might say, hey, we sent something out special to you. Keep your eyes open for it.
Yeah. You can send that right when you send it. And just, there's a lot of different things you can say. You know, we have scripts for that. But you give them a call to just see where they're at. So you already called them once. So by the time you call them the second time, they've already seen your ads online.
Right.
They've already got the email, possibly the text.
Right. Maybe they visited your site.
Right.
Maybe they have, maybe they haven't.
Right.
And if they visited your site, you kind of move them into another category, another segment, right?
Yeah. Hey, these people clicked on my site. It's easy to do that with, you know, the Google Analytics pixels and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's super easy. So
and that's the remarketing phase, right? So you kind of got brand mania marketing until they actually engage with you in an online in some way,
mm-hmm.
and then get them into remarketing.
Okay? Yeah.
So that phone call, and then now what do? We just kind of repeat the email that comes out, right? So literally just repeat. Email, phone, mail piece, phone, email, this email is like, hey, again, you got the call. Did you get the mail piece? Just want to make sure we're following up.
If and they opened it, it's what did you think about it?
Yeah. What did you think about it? How could we improve it? Mm-hmm. Are you, would you, by any chance, would you be happen to ready to buy now?
right
now you can start asking those types of questions, right? So now you can start dripping in and easing into the purchase portion of the sale. And then phone call about that email. Mm-hmm. And then we were kind of brainstorming another puzzle piece that could come out. 3D mail, I like that that name, is a puzzle. Hey, I'm puzzled why we haven't actually connected
puzzle
yet.
Piece, Rubik's Cube, anything that's a puzzle. You know, something that people will, like, take a long time to do.
Right. So here we go. Here's the pattern. It's email, call, mail piece, call, email, call, mail piece, call, email, call, mail piece. And you can stretch that out as long as you want.
Mm-hmm.
All the while, starting with brand mania marketing, right? So that's taking that email list, putting it onto those different channels, not platforms, because there's one platform, digital, putting them on those different channels so that you can get some pre-marketing in front of them. And then once they start to engage with you, getting them on remarketing. Right, so that's the campaign.
It's really simple.
Yeah, it's simple. obviously,
not easy.
If you're going from a postcard to a bottle, the price difference is going to be different, right? Mm-hmm. You may want to skip some of the phone calls or whatever. And we're going to talk about when those things have value in the next podcast,
right?
And we're going to kind of leave you hanging at this point.
To be continued.
To be continued. So next time. Actually, we deceived you a little. I apologize. Next time, we'll be talking about the 6 steps to successfully a successful persona.
Were we talking about 6 steps?
Yeah,
didn't we?
Kinda. Actually, we added. I think there's 7 steps over there.
Yeah, 7 steps.
All right. So, so really, that does bring us towards the end of the podcast. I want to say that if you liked this podcast, please go ahead and tell 3 people about this podcast. Let's build our listenership up. We have over 3.6
million
downloads of our podcast. Punch in the face to you guys for downloading our podcast. If you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet.
The internet.
Yeah, the internet. And most of what we were talking about today was the internet, just different aspects. Call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business. 713-592-6724. If you have a referral, somebody, I don't know, who maybe wants a very successful persona-driven cross-platform multi-channel marketing drip campaign that works, send them our direction. When they pay their bill,
we pay you. Them.
Yeah, that works money. Out really good. Or we could give it to a charity of your choice. Was there something else that I want? I don't think that's...
I think we're good, right?
Please note, we were filmed live here in Houston, Texas at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106. You can get a transcript, video, and audio of this podcast at our website, which is new, by the way.
Go website. It is out. Awesome. Shout out to Jamarcus.
Punch in the face to Jamarcus. Did you say shout out?
Punch in the face. Sorry, this is my first time.
You just went from 5 to 2. Yeah, punch in the face to Jamarcus. Really did an amazing job. And so punch in the face to all of you guys for making us the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. It is all because of you. Thanks for interacting with us. Social media, boost it, push it out there. Get more value from us. Let us know the value you're getting. We really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Until the next podcast, my name's Chris Burris.
My name is Aaron Weathers.
Bye-bye for now.